Trusting the God podcast. Tune in every day.
Tune in every day.
God is in control.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, raise him, let your voice be loud. Shout it from the rooftop, stand up proud. God's love is real, it's the truth we live. Every day and night, he's got so much to give. From the highest mountains to the deepest sea. God's love's everywhere, yeah, it's in the breeze. Feel it in the sunrise and the moon's soft glow. It's a love that lifts up and helps us grow. You're feeling weak and you need a hand? Turn to the Lord, he's the one who understands. He'll lift you up, set your spirit free. In his divine light, you'll find eternity. I'm trusting in God every step that I take. His love surrounds me, never forsake. Trusting in God through the stormy weather. His grace abounds now and forever. When the waves crash and the winds blow, I hold on tight to the one who's in control. In his arms, I find my peace. Trusting in God, all of my worries cease.
Yep.
Trusting in God podcast. Tune in every day.
Tune in every day.
For a brand new sermon,
every day.
Podcast,
every
or
day.
Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Thank you.
How y'all doing today? Today, I just want to come to you with scriptures for salvation. Sometimes you just got to hear from the book. So let's just go to the book. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Luke 19 and 10. Luke 19 and 10. All right, I will be reading and explaining. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The seeking of the lost, at least on the part of God, involves far more than a mere quest, but rather an extremely active participation. So much so, in fact, that it took Christ to the cross. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to John 1 and 12. John 1 and 12. All right. So, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name. Hallelujah. So, faith in Christ and in what has he done for us, it was at the cross alone. And it makes a person a son or a daughter of God, which was born not of blood, means that the men became God's children, not by a natural birth, nor of the will of flesh. Man cannot earn salvation. It's a free gift received upon faith. Nor of the will of man refers to man's religious efforts. But of God, salvation is not at all of man, but altogether of God. Now, let's go to John 3 and 3. John 3 and 3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the term born again means that man has already had a natural birth, but now must have a spiritual birth, which comes by faith in Christ and what he has done for us at the cross. And it's available to all. Hallelujah. Actually, it means that without the new birth, one cannot understand or even comprehend the kingdom of God. Let's go to John 3:16. We all know that one. That was the first verse I remembered as a child. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, That means he gave him up to the cross, for that's what it took to redeem humanity. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't you want everlasting life, y'all? Do you believe in Jesus? What more is it going to take? We're talking about salvation today. Let's go to John 8 and 32. John 8 and 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the secret of all abundant life in Christ. The truth is Jesus Christ and him crucified, which alone is the answer to the problems of all men. Now, let's go to John 10, 9 through 10. John 10, 9 through 10. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So the door means Jesus is the Savior, and shall go in and out and find pasture. They went in for safety and went out for pasture. The thief comes not but to kill, steal, and to destroy. It speaks of Satan and his imps who peddle a false way of salvation. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The source of this life is Christ. All true believers have such. However, all true believers enjoy such only by constant faith in Christ and at the cross. Hallelujah. Let's go to Acts 16 and 31. Acts 16 and 31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. That presents the most beautiful explanation of salvation that could ever be given. And your house means that salvation is not limited merely to the jailer, but is available to the entire T of his family as well. That is, if they will meet the conditions of faith in Christ required of them. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 3 and 23 through 24. It says, for all have sinned, presents all men placed in the same category, and come short of the glory of God. The Greek text infers that even the most righteous among us continues to come short of the glory of God on a continual basis, but being justified freely by his grace made possible by the cross through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus carried out at the cross. Everything's at the cross. Hallelujah. Did for now, but tomorrow we're gonna go into some more salvation scriptures. I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. I got about 9 or 10 more that I want to give you, but this is good enough for this segment. We went through 9 of them right now, but God is so good. And I want to ask you something. Do you know Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? Now, if you don't, I want you to repeat these words after me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you today as a lost sinner. I am asking you that you save my soul and cleanse me from all sin.
I realized in my heart my need of salvation, which can only come through Jesus Christ. I am accepting Christ into my heart and what he did on the cross in order to purchase my redemption. In obedience to your word, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. You have said in your word, which cannot lie, for whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Romans 10 and 13. Hallelujah. I have called upon your name exactly as you said, and I believe that right now I am saved. If you have sincerely prayed these words, congratulations. Your name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now find yourself a Bible-based church and go tell the pastor what you've just done. He will guide you the rest of the way. I love you all with the love of the Lord, and thank you. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Scriptures for Salvation.